to keep braiding to support the family. In fact, well, now this came from Ethel. She said Ed used to tell her all these stories. She said he was really a good storyteller.
Well, Ed was one of the
trail riders.
Now, I don't know which one, whether it was Ed or Peter. Ed was the one that killed that
child. Yes, Ed was. Right. And it's in several books, this story.
Ed was married to Jackie Pine, too.
Yeah, to Anna Stepanek, the midwife.
Midwife.
Well, now, your father married late in life, then, too, didn't he?
My mother was a family, and then later on he married Miss Mary.
Oh, Mary. Yeah. She
was a widow.
Oh, yes.
Wilfred Mary.
Yeah, she was
Wilfred Mary. She loved it. Now, how old was your mother, Mrs. Sherwood, when she died?
38.
And how many children did she have at the time?
7.
Well, was she working, or what? How did that happen?
No. Oh, my daddy went over to the neighbor that killed cattle, you know, a cow or a calf or something. The neighbors would share it, and then they would get some meat. And he had a horse in the little trap and had one at home. And she went to get that horse in the trap, and then she brought her armful of feed along. And the rope was long enough, and she tied it on her arm and leading the horse. And then the way we think she did it, throwed it over the fence. And then she throwed it over the fence, it must have scared the horse, and she fell, and the horse struck her to death.
The horse struck her way out of it.
About a half a mile from the
farm. Around the field.
No. Straight across through the field, down the road.
Now, where was this place, your home?
Utopia.
Oh, you lived in Utopia at that time?
Yeah. And I was 10 years old, and the baby was 4 years, a year old.
A year old.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have older sisters, too? Or were you the only two girls?
No, I was the oldest one.
Oh, you were the oldest child?
No, 10 years.
What did your dad do then?
His grandma had
he come down to his mother then. She was married again, Grandma Bender. She married Glory Bender.
She married my uncle.
And
Glory Bender. That was her grandma. Her daddy's mother.
Now you're talking about Justine Hansen's wife?
No, I'm talking about Grandma Benderly. That's Mary Ann.
Oh,
Mary Ann, I guess her name was. You said Mary.
Lehman.
Married Louis.
Oh, your grandfather Lehman had died.
Yeah.
And she married a Bendley then. I see. So you both have Bendleys on your, yours is just a step grandfather. Your mother's grandmother was a Bendley.
My mother was a Bendley, and my uncle married her grandma.
Oh.
My child, Edwin Bendley, he was my first cousin, and he was her uncle.
She had a child then.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only one, though, huh?
Yeah.
Her first husband, that was the one that got killed, Chaucer.
Yeah, when they had two children named Louis and Bill.
Wait a minute, that was her grandfather, though.
No, it's
a Chaucer killed.
Yeah.
No, my grandfather, yeah.
That was her grandfather.
Yeah.
Her grandfather.
And we're talking about her mother and her daddy now.
Her
mother got drugged to death.
Her mother got drugged to death.
And then your daddy had to bring up you children. And I guess you were probably in charge of the family, weren't you?
Well, no, Grandma took care of
And you lived in Castorville?
We stayed in Castorville only the school terms.
Oh, I see.
Then we had to come home and help pick cotton and
pick corn
and
when you went to school,
was in 8, and then in 13 he got married again, and Grandma moved to Honda.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Where did you live after your father married the second time?
Well, we stayed at home a while, and then in 1960, 16, I think it was, or 17, I come to Cass, 16, I come to Cass and stayed with Grandma Hans. And then in 19, I got married.
Uh-huh. Now, where did Grandma Hans live?
Well, there on this grove there.
Okay, now her, she was Barbara Hayes.
Yeah.
Now, she was the daughter of Nicholas Hayes, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. her mother was
Teresa Hayes. Teresa. Now, Aunt Della says it was Teresa back, but I've got a statement here in the water book. It's Teresa Swandemann.
Swandemann.
Because they were kin with the Swandemann.
Civil War.
And he was born with her, this Teresa Swandemann. And then, you know, years and years ago, they had paddlers. And this paddler stayed all night there, and I don't know what they did. Anyhow, she got pregnant and something happened. And she got this child, and then was 3 years old when Grandpa come back. And then she cried on Grandpa's shoulders when she come back. And he said, "There is here, and it is exciting, name is Bob, I say Barbara in German. Father and
Father. Father and Father. That's the way it was.
But they never had no children together. That's where Grandma sat in the cooler cell.
And it worked for her.
You're going to be paid.
For the callers at Dunley in the store. And then Mr. Corley had a section of land here west of Castle that he offered to my dad.
What's this we're living on?
For 2.5 acres. But Mr. Corley, the land belonged, I don't know whether I should say who it belonged to, but it belonged to
Lehman.
So my daddy says, "Well, I'll wait until you have to foreclose on the estate, you know. Uh-huh. And when you get possession of it, and then I'll take it. So after Mr. Carter had possession of the land, my dad says, "Well, I'll take that land for 2.5. But Mr. Carter says, "No, it'll cost you 5 now." So,
it was a section of land.
Yeah, so my dad says, 5, he says, "I don't think I can handle it for that, for $5, the whole piece." But he says, "I believe I got a brother that will take half of it." So he got his brother Leo, and they split the section, and each one took half for $5 an acre.
This is his land.
This is the land which we have, which we live on now.
And then, so Leo bought some of it. Well, then did
Leo he got his brother Leo to take the other half. Leo sold it.
Pulling it down to the canal.
Leo sold it then later on, you know. It changed hands several times. This land here still belongs to the sheriff.
But originally it was Lane.
Well, it belongs to me and my family, you know. Of course, I inherited this, and I bought out my brother's part, you know, and what he had done.
Well, where were you raised? In Castleville?
No, I was born in Dudley.
Oh.
And then we moved to San Antonio, and in 1900, we moved from San Antonio to Castleville. I was 7 years old, and my daddy's brothers come in with wagons to haul us out.
Move us out.
So they come in and they loaded the wagon. They took off one day and they made it halfway to Castleville that night that we camped on the road, and I remember that as if it was yesterday, from down on South Louis is where we lived. And we didn't make it all the way, so we stayed, we camped that night. And the next day we come on in. 2 days it took.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did you live then in Castleville?
Well, we lived, we lived with my grandma Bentley for a while, and then later on, we lived in several places before my daddy built it. I still own the place that my daddy had, you know.
There, yeah, that you used for a rent
right,
house,
yeah.
Now, did your grandma Bentley live where, in that Brooklyn house right next to
the street?
No, my grandma Bentley.
Goes up here to the...
You know that roof?
You know that rock house that Thompson's
house
to the left.
It's a big, long rock house. It's got off a block over the old house.
Now, where Thompson has got it, you should know who it is.
Who?
Johnson.
Johnson.
Is that the one he lived
in? That was my grandma.
Yeah, that's where his grandma
was. And they put a windmill up on a high...
on a tree.
Tree.
We still got that picture.
Yeah, they cut the limbs and set the wind mounted the windmill. The windmill up.
I guess the tree.
You know those big, long, big, cypress trees that go along with
yeah.
Well, that's where. And I don't know how Charleston was. And right above him is where the signs lived, the old signs. See, my Uncle Louis Bendit's wife was a Stein. She was Alfred Stein, and then she had a sister.
Well, Alfred Stein was the youngest one.
Alfred was the youngest one, and what is the other one's name?
Jack
Stein?
Jack, yeah.
And
then one was Miss Louie Dediger?
Yeah, Miss Louie Dediger.
And Miss Byer at the...
Yeah.
No.
Miss Byer.
Byer at the...
Yeah.
Pearsall.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
John over Lawrence.
My Uncle Lou Bentley. Why is it?
Was the one of the
60s? He was a Stein, yes.
That was the 60s, 70 years.
Yeah, he was trying to give it up.
Did he run the hearse, or was that Leo? You know that hearse, that wagon drawn, the horse
drawn? Horse drawn.
They bought that in 1950.
Yeah, my dad, he drove that hearse several times when they ended up there.
Oh, well, was that that story true about during Prohibition with that hearse? Or they pull it up to the, what did they use before they had that herd?
That's what they used.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Leo, being that he wasn't, you see, Uncle Leo, he had the contract to haul the mail and from the cars and the passengers, you know.
Yeah.
That's before we had a highway, before uh-huh. we had cars. If they wanted to go to town, to San Antonio, they had to go to La Crosse and get on the train and then go to town. Or even go to town straight with a horse and buggy or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And they had that mail hack, they called it. They took passengers. They hauled passengers from Castle to La Crosse, back and forth. And they also hauled the mail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Used that same hack, they call it a hack.
Yeah.
They used that to hold it for funerals, you know.
Oh, I see.
And at that time, we walked back at the funeral.
Yeah.
And being that Uncle Leo...
They all the way up and all the way down, but they don't do
the Uncle Leo kept, at that place, he always kept 2 to 6 horses and mules that he worked in these. On this hack,
well, they were off
and he had a couple of them. Sport,
yes,
and a Sport, and Nick, and August. They all three drove that.
Yeah, I knew the Sport had driven it too. Now, when you were a little boy and you came back to Castle to live, did the mail come to La Crosse at that time?
Yeah.
Do you ever remember the mail coming to Newman, Texas?
Not to Newman. The only time they went to Newman with passengers or something like that is on a kind of high water when they couldn't cross the Medina.
Yeah.
But they had a road, a high water road that went through the pastures, through these Incan pastures. It went in right here where Miss Bain lived somewhere.
Yeah.
And it cut, they call it the high, and it went to La Crosse without going
over the river,
see?
Uh-huh.
But that they only used that in case of high water. And sometimes That they would be up maybe for a week or so or longer, you know, before they could, because you see the difference between then and now. Now we have that dam up there, and that holds back a lot of that water. But I've seen, before that dam is up there, I've seen that river bank to bank a many a time.
Yeah. And well, in 1900, they had a real bank.
Well, in 1900, when we lived in Grandma's place, and the water broke out right above on that street here that you know, lived on that dark street that goes down to the river.
The Luna lived now,
and the water broke out. It's a tall rock building. They call it the White Place, and it's still there, that old rock. The rotting back there is where the water broke out. And it comes across town, right, a beeline, and the Heaser place.
Yeah.
And Abe Youngman lived on that. It was the Meyer place at that time. And they had a few foot of water in their house. That used to be, years ago, that used to be the river channel. And the river finally worked its way around that curve like this in time. Mm. That's why it went straight up. And where Abe Shearhart lived, the Julius and them down there, that's where it went. It kind of curved there and went back into the river.
But this water never went to the river.
This water, it's on Shearhart.